while others use the internet, or while others think that the internet is the best source of information? Which do you prefer?
Okay.
So, Marco, in this question, make sure that you answer the one that is easier to answer. Do you understand what that means? Good.
Yes.
Okay. You make sure you answer the easier one, because if you don't, you're making it harder on yourself. All right.
Okay.
All right. And so me, obviously, books for research. I don't know any examples I could talk about in regards to books to research. So okay. Maybe I can do a comparison and contrast and then give an example. Or give an example while doing the comparison and contrast. So what I normally do, I would always tell my students, you got to have the pre method, the preference, the reason, the example, the preference, the reason, the example. Okay. So again, I would always tell my students to say, make sure you do not use the same verb. To be honest with you, does it even matter? If you just say, I prefer, that's totally fine. I would always tell them, say, oh, I would rather, and try to paraphrase the question. But now I realize that this AI tech does not care about any of that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just cares about you not repeat it and everything that just happened just in the previous one, right? So with that being said, I would say, well, I prefer definitely doing everything on the internet simply because it is much faster. In the past, let's say about 20 years ago, it took a long time consuming all the books, especially while traveling to the library to get all this information. Da, 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 da. However, now with the internet, everything is done with the click of a button. There are online encyclopedias that can Google search everything within the click of a button, and it makes it a lot easier, especially for scientists like me. I'm bullshitting. Am I a scientist? No. Bullshit your way, Marco, okay? You can lie, lie, lie. AI tech don't give a damn if you lie. AI tech, all AI tech cares about is if you could lie good. Okay? And I know
you're a good liar.
A good liar. Okay? And so I'm going to do this for the first time. I have no idea how it's going to go. I'm going to use my last credit. And then we're going to go from there. 3, 2, 1. Honestly, I definitely prefer doing my research, especially on the internet, simply because it is much faster. In the past, it took a long time getting to the library to consume hundreds and hundreds of books without even getting answers to some of the research projects that I had done for my big thesis. But to be honest with you, now, considering that we have the internet, I can Google search everything and keywords and get everything instantaneously. So in the end, it saves me a lot of time, and especially time in terms of traveling to the library too. 42 seconds. So okay. What did I do there, Marco? What do you think? What do you think?
Good. I mean, cool. I believe you use in the end and at the end and in the end. So I don't know if that will affect the score too. Mm. But you didn't stop. So
I didn't stop. Exactly. So remember what we said
before the 45 seconds. So it's good.
And it's all about that talking and the talking and the talking. Remember, I said, do not stop. Now again, I was saying a whole bunch of random shit. Okay. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not exactly sure if this is going to work and everything, but you know what, let me just go on with it and just keep talking and talking and talking and talking, and let's see where it falls. And to be honest with you, I think I did pretty good. Now, again, there was a little repetition. I said time and time, you know, and I froze.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. You know, it's like, as you say, it's like just about fluency and, you know.
And making sure you continue speaking. Now, then next to you, though, I was like keywords and then research project. And when I did my thesis, boy, I was lying. I was coming up with words and just making sure I kept speaking and speaking and speaking. That's exactly what the goal was, right? And so now let's see exactly, you know, how well I did. I'm very interested to see how well I did. But this is generally what the speaking question one is. You're going to get a question that pops up on the screen. You're going to have to just say, okay, what's the easiest one to answer? What example am I going to give? Remember, preferential questions, I just gave a personal experience because they're asking you. But to be honest with you, I always told my students with agree or disagree, make sure you don't talk about yourself. Is that true? I don't think that's true either. As long as you give examples. Again, yes, I did have a studio from 23 to 17 because before she met me, before coaching, she did a whole lot of I in her essay, which was a preference essay. But then she ended up doing another essay with an agree or disagree, used I, got only a 17. But again, it could be because ETS is very, very bad too. So let's see. A little bit better than before, 363.
So like 28th?
I think they sacked me on the rhythm again. I think they killed me on the rhythm again. So let's see what we got here. I got a 28 again. Oh, these mother guys. So, oh, rhythm is now 99. Marco, wow, what do you know? How the hell was my rhythm a 99 now? If you look at this, 85, 99, which is really weird. Repetitions? Okay, I understand now. Mm-hmm. I had a couple of repetitions. But where is vocabulary depth?
20, 24. And you use instantaneously.
I use some good shit.
Like,
I said thesis. I said keywords. I said vocabulary diversity. Y'all lying y'all goddamn ass off. And now the discourse coherence was a 25.
But you're still getting a 28.
And I'm still getting a 28. Okay, that's all that matters, right? But it goes to show you how fucking broke. You know what I'm saying? Hey, like I still got a 28, but come on, man. Yeah. That is some bullshit. So, but again, like I said, I'm still getting a 28, but come on.
Yeah, so, it's like,
I definitely prefer doing my research, especially on the internet, simply because it is much faster. In the past, okay, no. I said simply because it's much faster. In the past,
mm-hmm.
How did it
and
get
you stop?
Period. Okay, so maybe don't stop too long. I said in the past, So instead, just say in the past, it took a very long time. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't say
stop,
in the past.
Stop in the past.
I want you to say in the past, it took a long time. You see that? I'm kind of
past. It took a long time getting to the library.